This podcast brought to you by Peterson Auto Group. With 5 stores and 10 brands and more than 1,800 new and used vehicles to choose from, Peterson Auto Group likely has your perfect car.
Live from the Next Title Studio, this is News Talk 670 KBOI. If you're talking about it,
they don't care about the view. They're not there for a discussion.
We're talking about it.
Let's take a deep breath and not get too carried away.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Paul J. Schneider and Chris Walton on News Talk 670 KBOI.
Welcome to the show. David Allen in for Paul J. Chris Walton here, Todd with 1D, hitting most of the buttons. I don't know if he's going to hit them all. I just don't know.
Otto Warmbier.
Yes.
As most people know, he died yesterday. That was the 22-year-old who was an American college student. He died just a couple of days after being released from North Korea in a coma. And his family released the statement saying he has completed his journey home. They did not cite a specific cause of death. Now, doctors had described Warmbier's condition as a state of unresponsive wakefulness.
Yep.
And said that he suffered a severe neurological injury of unknown cause. Do you suspect anything in particular?
Well,
I mean, you know,
I suspect, obviously, especially in the first few days, that he was probably in captivity, just the worst amount of torture you can imagine.
Well, I would, you know, I don't know. It just seems to me that they probably just beat him on the head with something hard.
Well, I would think that. I would also think there's probably sleep deprivation in there somewhere.
Could be.
There's probably, I wouldn't be surprised if waterboarding might have come into play, thinking he was a spy for the Americans.
Well, exactly. What did they think they were going to get out of a University of Virginia college student?
I don't know. You and I talked about this a little bit when I came in this morning, that if he had had a brain injury in one portion of his brain, you know, from being hit on the head with a weight or a mallet or a hammer or whatever, I'd say, okay, that's what they did. They hit him on the side of the head. He's got a cracked skull. But he didn't have a cracked skull. He just had massive brain trauma in his entire brain. On parts of his entire brain were just wiped clean.
Yeah, and I guess they said he had been in a coma for 17 months.
Yes.
All right.
For almost all of his captivity, he'd been in the coma.
So if you beat the tar out of the guy, you know, and mangle his brain, do you just let him hang out for another year and a half and then send him home? I mean, I'm kind of confused about what the North Koreans had in mind.
They had to feed him, right?
Well,
because
yeah.
He couldn't feed himself, so they had to feed him.
I would assume so, yeah. Probably an IV.
John McCain has come out today.
Yeah.
Let us state the facts plainly. Otto Warmbier, an American citizen, was murdered by the Kim Jong-un regime, he said this morning.
Yeah.
And I don't know what can be done. Yeah.
Doctors had, as you said, described Warmbier's condition as a state of unresponsive wakefulness. They said he suffered a severe neurological injury of unknown cause. He arrived in Ohio June 13th after being held for more than 17 months. The University of Virginia student was accused of trying to steal a propaganda banner while visiting with a tour group. Now, dumb thing to do, but, you know, college student. He was sentenced in March 2016 to 15 years in prison and hard labor. His family says that it was told he had been in a coma since soon after his sentencing. And there are a few other stories. The China-based travel agency that organized a trip to North Korea for an American college student has said now that it will no longer take U.S. citizens to North Korea.
Young Pioneer Tours came out today and said, not going to happen anymore. U.S. citizens.
They said on their Facebook page this morning that the death of Warmbier shows that the risk American tourists face in visiting North Korea has become too high. The tour operator said that it was denied any opportunity to meet with Warmbier after his detention and that the way it was handled was appalling. The travel agency specializes in North Korea tours and is based in the central Chinese city of Xi'an.
Did you hear the creepy thing that his roommate said to him? They roomed together on this tour. They didn't know each other. They roomed together because they were both the same age. They were both college students and didn't have girlfriends back home or anything. So they just kind of bonded as single guys there. And so they were at the airport getting ready to leave. Their plane had been delayed already once. So they're standing there, and while they're standing there, the soldiers come up, tap Warm Beer on the shoulder, escort him away, and creepily, his roommate that was on the tour said, well, that's the last we're going to see of him.
Oh, gosh.
Because I guess you're in North Korea, and the soldiers come up to you as you're getting ready to leave and tap you on the shoulder. Nothing good can come of that. They're not asking you to take a selfie with them, right? They're not going to, you know,
no, that doesn't
see if
like
they have any genes.
That doesn't seem like the sort of thing they do. Now, the coroner's office in Cincinnati is investigating the death. A spokesman for the Hamilton County coroner says Dr. Lakshmi Samarako, his office, has accepted the case of Otto Warmbier. And they said they didn't, you know, so far, as you said, I mean, the parents have not cited a specific cause of death. They cited awful, torturous mistreatment by North Korea and just the severe neurological injury. And, yeah, also, as you said, John McCain this morning says Americans, and this is the way he put it, Americans who are stupid enough to still want to visit North Korea should be required to sign a waiver absolving the U.S. government of any blame if they're harmed while there. I don't think anybody's been blaming the U.S. government.
No, but, well, I take that back. Let's follow that because I have an update for you. But first at 8:45...
This is Idaho Talks Live with Paul, Jay, and Chris. More local talk with Nate Shellman is live this afternoon at 3 on 670 KBOI.
Welcome back to the show, 850. David Allen, Chris Walton with you. Before, you were saying you read the statement from McCain, and if you have that, can you read it again?
Yeah, Senator John McCain. Hang on. I've got it here. But what he essentially said was that anybody stupid enough, any American who is still stupid enough to want to visit North Korea should be required to sign a waiver absolving the U.S. government of any blame if they're harmed while they're there. The senator said there should be at least a form for them to fill out that says, if I go to North Korea, I understand I am taking great risk and I do not hold the American government responsible. And he says, if people are that stupid that they still want to go to the country, then at least they assume the responsibility for their welfare.
Now, I know, and you asked, you said, nobody's blaming the U.S. government.
Well, I didn't think they were.
And I will tell you that, you know, through the day when I'm looking at stuff, I like to read comments. And so no official person, like no Democrat, no Republican has blamed. But I will tell you that a lot of commenters, they could just be trolling. You never know when you're reading comments. Say that Obama's to blame because he didn't try hard enough to get Warm Beer out of the North Korean prison, that he didn't send somebody over there to negotiate to get him out of prison, that, you know, he was sentenced to 15 years hard labor under Obama and basically died in North Korea under Obama because he didn't do anything to try to get him out.
Okay.
Again, these could just be trolls. We all know internet trolls love to go on and just go, thanks, Obama, and then just walk away and watch everybody, you know, either defend or blast back and forth, and they just get off on that. So I will just tell you that some people that I've seen, I won't say a lot, just some people that I've seen, have blamed the president, President Obama, for not doing more to try to get him out of North Korea for what he did. As opposed to, like, if he had been there stealing state secrets, I think more people would have said, well, you know, you go over as a spy, you're going to get busted.
Right.
Seriously, he was doing a stupid college prank, which he shouldn't have done. Understood. He shouldn't have done.
Definitely not in North Korea.
In North Korea. You shouldn't do that in downtown Boise. You certainly shouldn't do that in North Korea. But at the same time, stealing a stupid political banner shouldn't also get you tortured for 17 months and died at 20 at 22.
And to be fair, in most countries, it wouldn't.
Exactly. And that's why I'm saying it. So I'm not blaming him completely, but I'm also not absolving him of the blame of this. North Korea is to blame for his death.
Jacob of Boise says, if Dennis Rodman came back brain damaged, how would we know? Okay, that's cute.
He might make sense.
And then David of Boise says, it sounds to me like it was medical experimentation that was performed on the American tourist. It should have always been illegal for Americans to go to North Korea and any other place that we would be a target. You can travel there at your own risk, but do not expect any help from anybody, like Iran, for instance.
And you know what? David's right. If you're looking at the country, if you're looking at the map of the world, and you're like, well, I can visit Australia, or I could go to Japan, or I could hang out in Brazil, Or I could, let me see, I could go to North Korea. How does that ever come up on a list of countries you want to visit? Knowing, even at 22, he's a college student, he still knows what North Korea has to offer, which is nothing.
Bob of Boise says, I see this American tourist as a great example of everywhere on the planet is not as civilized as we are here in America and plenty of other countries. It's not all peaches and cream. There are bad places on the planet. Back in the day, it was simply called evil. Evil still exists, though we would rather not think about it as a society, but we should not kid ourselves. North Korea is proof it's alive and well.
And it's one of those things, oftentimes when you and I are doing the show and we're talking about, you know, a jury verdict that nobody likes and there's rioting, or an election like last November that a lot of people didn't like, there's no tanks running down the street. There's no 22-year-old college students getting killed like in North Korea.
Outside Missouri.
I'm just saying.
No tanks, but
as bad as things are here in this country at times, it's nothing Iran or North Korea.
We are still allowed. We are allowed to peacefully assemble.
Yeah.
Now, if you start, you know, throwing rocks or something, they don't want you to assemble anymore.
But if you're at a protest,
we are allowed to protest. We are allowed freedom of speech. We are allowed all sorts of things. And by allowed, I mean we simply have that as a right.
Sure.
And I don't mean allowed because it makes it sound like the government granted us this, the right to do this. No, it's just our right, and nobody can stop us from doing it.
If he had been in Kansas City, Kansas, and torn down a Trump banner or whatever banner he was protesting against, you know, to take, he would have been charged with a misdemeanor, got a $50 fine, and maybe had to do community service or nothing.
Or ignored completely.
Or ignored completely because nobody cares. But you go to Iran, you go to North Korea, you probably go to Yemen. I mean, there are just certain, we can name probably 7 or 8 or 10 countries that you just can't do that stuff.
Yeah, and there are countries with whom we are not completely friendly right now. And I mentioned Iran.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's probably a bad idea to go as a tourist to Iraq and Afghanistan, just saying.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, as we mentioned the other day, there are only 5 communist countries left in the world. Cuba is one. And, of course, we are allowed to go to Cuba now. The rules are going to be slightly changed, but not that much. We can still go.
Yes.
Vietnam. I know several people who have gone to Vietnam and have toured, and a guy I know went over there and was in a BMX competition. And there's Laos.
Yep.
And there is.
I would think Cambodia might be on that list.
No, it's not. But North Korea is, and China.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're talking.
And of course,
you were talking communist countries. I was talking places you shouldn't visit.
Oh, yeah, but I don't know about Laos. You know what? What we do as far as tourism there, but China, we're allowed to go to China.
Yep.
Again, don't step out of line.
No.
Do you know what you're supposed to?
National news coming up next. Then Rick with a local angle. We'll be back after the news.
If you're talking about it,
they don't care about the view. They're not there for a discussion.
We're talking about it.
Well, take a deep breath and not get too carried away.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Paul J. Schneider and Chris Walton on News Talk 670 KBOI.
David Allen, Chris Walton here with you. Welcome back to the show, 906. We talked a little bit about this yesterday, and I'm not bringing this up to
rub it in.
I'm not bringing it up today to make it a big deal. I'm not bringing it up to be a big deal, but
you're not hyping it.
It's an addition to what our conversation was yesterday, which was about the U.S. warplane shooting down the Syrian fighter.
Right.
Now today, a U.S. warplane shot down an armed drone linked to the Syrian regime forces, the Pentagon said Tuesday. The latest in a series of incidents between U.S.-backed forces and the regime of Assad that threatens to escalate the conflict there. So after the Russians came out yesterday and said, we'll shoot down anything that's in our space because it's not supposed to be there, we said, oh, really? Let's double down on that, and we'll just shoot down this drone.
Does that concern you?
Yes. Because here's the thing. And we talked, again, here we go. We're going to talk about this.
All right.
We talked about it yesterday, and I understand that many people think I'm naive, and I'm okay with that. If we're going to go to war with Russia, I want it to be because they actually invade the country and parachute into a small town in Kansas, and the Wolverines have to fight them.
You want it to be like Red Dawn. Okay.
Red Dawn. I want there to be something. I don't want it to be over a stinking patch of land called Syria.
Well, anything will be an excuse.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yes. But I want it to be substantial.
I would just as soon it not happen at all.
Exactly. No. My perfect scenario is that we don't go to war with Russia.
The head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff was on yesterday for a short time, and he said we need to step up, not military force or anything like that. He said we need to step up peaceful talks with Russia. In other words, get that going and see what it is that's got under everybody's skin and figure it out and stop doing it, whatever it is. I mean, and they need to stop doing stuff too, you know, and just get a comprehensive plan for, if possible, for Syria and ISIS and everything else that everybody seems to be fighting.
Did it seem like things were on better terms with Russia the end of last year, beginning of this year? Did it seem like it to you? I'm not saying Putin was our friend, but did it seem like it was less contentious than it is now?
We didn't talk about it as much. I think, essentially, under Putin, it has been completely different than it was, under Boris Yeltsin.
Sure, sure. And it's different, obviously, under Trump than it was Obama.
Yeah.
Because I think Trump
has...
Well,
and for the most part, just a different way of talking.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and I think there's a part of Trump, and I'm probably going to use the wrong word here, he has an affinity for Putin.
Well...
Maybe not as a humanitarian.
Okay.
But I think he has an affinity
but
for Putin.
I would think that the president thinks that Russia has done fairly well and is thriving somewhat, at least monetarily, maybe under
yes.
Putin compared to what they used to do. And I'm sure he has a certain admiration and cooperation with that. A lot of the problem that's going on right now is what we have heard is that Russia in some way, or somebody in Russia, or somebody who's heard of Russia in some way messed with our election, you know, with computers. And there is a certain amount of proof, apparently, I haven't seen it, but there is a certain amount of proof, apparently, that they did something. It's all very vague at this point. And then you have all these different people who are in government that they say, well, you know, these guys have been to Russia and have done business in Russia or have been hired by Russia. And none of that is terribly unusual. I mean, people who have an international lifestyle or
sure.
something they do, whether it be military, whether it be government advisory, whether it be business. I mean, they deal with countries and they deal with international business and things that are overseas. It just works that way. So I don't think that necessarily just because General Flynn got into trouble not because he had been in Russia, but because he had had meetings that he didn't disclose.
Yes.
And now they figure he went to Saudi Arabia one time and didn't disclose that as well. Well, okay, that's kind of his problem.
Yes.
It's obviously not mine. And I don't necessarily think it's the problem of the country. There was a certain job that he wanted. He took it. They said, well, you didn't fill out your form correctly, and so he had to resign.
Yes.
Or was fired. I mean, that was all there
However,
was to that,
yeah.
as far as I'm concerned. And as far as anybody in our election actually colluding with Russia, my guess would be they didn't. Simply because, number one, that's stupid, and number two, once it's, you know, if it's ever proven, that would, you know, that it would be, well, you would be... You would, let's put it this way, you'd go down in history worse than Benedict Arnold, probably.
Yes, yes. Right. And don't you think that would have come out by now?
Yeah, and I don't think that necessarily happened. I don't know what the computers did. I don't have any proof of that. I don't know that much about computers apart from how to use the internet and whatnot. But I'm not a hacker, in other words.
Yeah, I never go on the dark web to...
Yeah, exactly. I don't even know how to get to the dark web.
I don't
web.
Either, yeah.
My screen has gone dark several times, but it had nothing to do with the dark web.
I usually get the blue screen of death.
Well, so. Yeah, I usually just get nothing.
Yeah.
Except all of a sudden I can see my reflection.
I guess my question is are we headed toward another Cold War? Are we headed toward a better dead than red?
It feels like we're kind of in one now. However... technically, Russia is still an ally of ours.
Yes.
All right. They're not in NATO, but they technically are an ally of ours and have been since the 90s, mm-hmm. since the fall of the Soviet Union.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it necessarily means that if we go to war, they'll go to war with us. You know, they might still go against us. I don't want that to happen, obviously. But I don't think we're necessarily in a Cold War situation yet. But everybody seems to be flexing their muscles. for some reason.
And that
and a lot of it
well.
A lot of it has to do with the Middle East, and a lot of it has to do with the United States wanting certain people out of power and other people in, and Russia wanting certain people to stay in power, in particular in Syria.
Sure.
And everybody, it's, you know, Syria's got so many sides that are fighting for power, and of course one of those is ISIS,
mm-hmm.
who would like to turn everything into. You know, and of course, ISIS, Iraq and Syria.
Yes.
And they want to turn everything into a caliphate.
Yes.
So it's just a very, very, very strict Muslim state, much more strict than, you know, pretty much any Muslim society that legally exists right now.
Mm-hmm. All right. 336-3700, 1-800-529-5264 or #670 on your Verizon Wireless. Curious as to what the audience thinks. Are we headed for a new Cold War? Is this much ado about nothing? Once we decide what's going on in Syria, does everything go back to a status quo to where we're all on the same side battling ISIS?
Now, Mike of Boise said what you pointed out earlier. He says, how much of the Russian fiasco is due to Obama? It's common for the president to be handed the dirty laundry of the previous president. Am I wrong? No, that is actually fairly common.
Mm-hmm.
And generally, each new president will tell you how much dirty laundry he got from the previous president. No, I don't necessarily think. I mean, if things started escalating in the past few years, I mean, you know, pretty much Trump had nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
So I don't know exactly. A lot of it has to do with Syria. A lot of it has to do with the fact that, you know, the United States does like to have as much influence as possible over who gets to be, you know, the new ruling regime of any particular country.
Mm-hmm.
But so does Russia.
Yes.
And Russia also has. They still have kind of some imperialist wants and needs, I guess.
Sure.
You know, they would.
But
they,
I don't know that we can stop that.
They would like to just take the Ukraine. I mean, Russia would kind of like to be the Soviet Union again.
Yes.
Without necessarily becoming communist.
Exactly. Putin would love that. 336-3700. We will take your calls next. It's 9:15. You're listening to 670 KBOI.
This is Idaho Talks Live. Today at 10, listen to Rush on 670 KBOI.
921 KBOI rewards code DRONE. D-R-O-N-E, DRONE. Go to KBOI.com, enter that keyword DRONE, get your 5,000 rewards points, and a special message on a postcard from Assad.
Really?
Yep.
Well, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
I doubt it, but that's fantastic.
You never know. It's always possible.
I was kind of weirded out the first time I found out that Assad was younger than I am.
Is he really? I didn't know that.
It's just weird to think of somebody being, you know, the dictator of a country and they're younger than I am. I'm not saying it makes me feel like I haven't accomplished enough because I really never set out to be the dictator of a country.
Oh, okay. Because if you had, you failed miserably.
Well, this is true.
The drone that the U.S. shot down this morning in Syria. It's a Shahid 129. It was shot down by an F-15E Strike Eagle after it, quote, displayed hostile intent and advanced on coalition forces, the U.S. military said in a statement.
Mm-hmm.
The incident occurred in the same vicinity as previous conflicts with pro-regime forces near the combat outpost of At-Tanf. I say that knowing it's wrong. A-T-T-A-N-F.
Near the outpost of someplace in Syria.
Yeah. Right. Where a contingent of U.S. and coalition advisors are supporting a force to fight the Islamic State. Okay. The U.S. action also comes 2 days after a U.S. warplane shot down a Syrian plane that was attacking U.S.-backed forces near Raqqa.
And again, the United States is trying to bolster a group that's fighting against ISIS.
Yes.
Okay, ISIS is trying to take over the country, but also trying to sabotage anything the United States and Russia are doing.
Mm-hmm.
Russia is supporting the Assad regime,
mm-hmm.
And the United States all by itself is shooting things out of the sky as well. And, of course, Iran shot missiles into Syria the other day.
Yeah, and that U.S. and coalition advisors are obviously helping the force to fight the Islamic State, but they also want to get rid of Assad. So we're kind of backing the group that also wants to get rid of Assad. Let's go to Rocky in Nampa. Rocky, you're on 670 KBOI. How are you, sir?
Yeah, good morning. And it is a good morning.
Yes.
Listen, the Obama administration had blamed George Bush for the mess for 8 years, and Obama had actually done nothing. So now President Trump is in, now he can blame Obama for the mess that Obama has caused for the 8 years. And it's true. I mean, this guy did nothing. And since Obama and Hillary had been in power, the whole Middle East is a mess, complete mess. Gaddafi had control over things, and it wasn't bad. Now there's nothing there. I mean, it's a mess. Libya's a total mess. And whose fault is that? What else? If you listen to the lying Democrats, it's Russia. It's unbelievable how normal thinking people can go actually so far off track when it comes to politics.
Let me ask you a quick question, Rocky, and I'm not trying to bait you into anything, so please understand that.
Because I
understand your frustration, and you're right. The second, the next president always blames the previous president, and it's been happening probably since George Washington. Don't you think it's time for the blame game to end and for us to figure out what the hell's actually going on and try to find a solution to things rather than Obama saying it's all Bush's fault or Trump to say it's all Obama's fault? Let's just figure out what the heck's going on and see if we can fix it.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Okay.
And I don't think Trump is blaming Obama. He just said he inherited a mess. And that's as far as he went.
Sure. No. I'm not throwing Trump under the bus. I'm not throwing you under the bus. But because I agree with you, he did. The Middle East is a huge mess. But that deals with 2,000 years of mess. It's not just the last 16 or 20 years.
And you remember when September 11th happened, there were several people in government at that time who said simply it was because Clinton hadn't done enough to, get rid of Osama bin Laden and on and on and on. So I think it happens in every change of at least change of party in the presidency.
Well, it does. It does. In this case, Trump is trying to do something about it. In other words, he's got good men involved, but the Democrats they're trying to impeach him on what? I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'd like to say one thing before I go is that Rich said that Trump's a pathological liar. I don't think Rich understands or knows what the word pathological means. And if he doesn't know what it means, then he got to keep his damn mouth shut about lying, because that is a resume enhancement for Democrats when they go in office. It's unbelievable.
All right, Rocky, thanks for checking in today. We appreciate it. I get what he's saying, because it's usually true that the next president always blames, but I'm tired of the blame game. And I mean, from both sides, I'm just tired of it. Let's just figure out how to get things right in the country and internationally and move on from
there. Yeah, and pathological, by the way, just means something that is not normal or basically shows an illness or mental problem.
I have a pathological obsession with TV then. 9:26, news with Rick Worthington is next on 670 KBOI.
Get that checked out.
Remember, you are listening to Idaho Talks Live on 670 KBOI.
This portion of the show brought to you by Sweet Deals. This week's Sweet Deal is $50 worth of great food to Costa Vida for just $25. At Costa Vida, the sweet pork and shredded beef are perfectly seasoned and slow cooked for several hours to create the signature aroma and flavors you, Chris Walton, love.
I can't hear you. The saliva's running.
Friday morning at 9, go to KBOI.com and click on the Sweet Deals link to take advantage of this amazing offer.
I do love it there.
I do, too.
That is so good.
It is not bad. 336-3700. I will tell you, you better get there at 9 o'clock on Friday, because they're going to go fast.
It means coastal life.
Mm-hmm. 336-3700, 1-800-529-5264, or #670 on the Verizon Wireless. Let's go to the phones. Gary and Emmett, you're on 670 KBOI. How are you, sir?
Pretty good. Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Chris.
Hello.
Hey, Gary.
Well, yesterday I talked about money, and today I want to say something that I talked about, and Chris will remember, about 5 years ago. You realize that if we get Russia too mad, you can call the International Space Station the Russian Space Station.
Yeah, that's a good point, because they're our ride.
Well, there are only two nations on Earth that can deliver a man to orbit. And one of them is not the United States. It's only Russia and China currently that have operational systems that can put a man in orbit. By the way, all the way during the Obama administration, there was never the ability of the United States to put a man in orbit. And that program and those programs were never funded. In fact, funding was cut by Obama all during that period of time. So that's basically part of it. You know, in a history lesson, when I said that the Russians and the United States are competing to sell arms, not only in the troubled spots in the Middle East, but worldwide, the original space race was first pushed because when the Russians put a satellite in orbit, which the United States was planning on doing soon after that, everything was speeded up because perception was the Russians were ahead of the United States technologically, and that would hurt the prestige and the ability to sell arms around the world way back then.
That makes sense.
So, and if you read history and find out about some of the considerations made by Eisenhower and later by Kennedy about space, it was basically to enhance the prestige mm-hmm. of the United States, and a good portion of that was so the United States could continue to influence people by being the supplier.
Yeah.
If you're the supplier of arms, by the way, it's more than just making money selling them. You also have more influence in the country buying them as far as influencing their policies.
To a certain extent, yeah, because you can say, okay, we'll give you a good deal on these arms as long as you don't do the following three or four things, right?
Well, also, if you remember, a lot of people say that after or part of the release of the Iranian hostages mm-hmm. had to do with the United States selling spares to Iran, who had, under the Shah, bought American arms, and those things were not working because the maintenance could not be performed and they needed the spares that they can only get from the United States. Thus, by giving those spares or releasing them to Iran, the Iranians released the American hostages. It's a pretty complicated thing.
All right, Gary, thanks for checking in today. We appreciate the call. To glom onto something he talked about there for a second, it's embarrassing to me how the space program has just basically disappeared. I'm stunned in the fact that I remember watching the landing on the moon and thinking, this is going to be so cool by whatever year. There's going to be people, whether it be scientists or whatever, living on the moon. It's going to be so amazing and awesome. And now we don't even put anybody up anymore. And I'm blaming Obama.
And I know you're not, but different. Let's put it this way: different administrations have had different priorities.
Yeah.
And the priority of the last administration, I mean, there is still space exploration going on,
mm-hmm.
but most of it is done, you know, unmanned.
Yes.
And a lot of it is done with simply, you know, satellites that are exploring the outer parts of the universe if they can. Or at least the solar system.
Yes.
But as far as, like, you know, getting back to the moon, going to Mars right away, I mean, it was put on the back burner simply because I think Obama figured we have some, you know, problems to figure out here on Earth before we even leave it again.
To the surprise of no one, Rich in Boise, you're on 670 KBOI. How are you, sir?
Hey, well, thanks, Chris, because it turns out, according to your definition of a pathological liar, that's exactly what I thought it meant, and that's exactly what I meant. Trump lies every time he talks, and he lies about silly things that can be proven wrong. I mean, just last week, first the guy, his people around him came out and said that he fired Comey because of a recommendation of the assistant DA. Then Trump couldn't take that. He comes out and says, oh, I fired him. It was all my idea. I was going to do it anyway. And then the other day he says that he fired him because of the recommendation of Rosenstein again. I mean, but it doesn't matter if it's if it's the electoral vote, doesn't matter. Whenever he talks, he just tells some ridiculous, blatant lie. And I think, and some of the things I think he's convinced himself of, like, you know, Muslims were celebrating in the U.S. after 9/11. I think he thinks he saw that.
I don't condone any of that, of course, but I knew a guy years ago, and I always thought this was strange, and I've never employed it myself. But this guy said that he was told by like a grandfather or something. He said, "Deny everything." And I said, "Well, what do you mean by that?" And he says, "Well, no matter what you do, even if you're caught in a lie or something, deny everything, deny, 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 because the more you deny, there will always be some people who will think that you are telling the truth, or there will always be at least some doubt in people's minds." And he said, like, for instance, he said, you know, if your wife comes home and catches you with some other woman, try to convince her that it wasn't you, it was the devil disguised as you. And he said, it sounds stupid, but he said, And I thought, okay, well, you know, that's not the way I like to live personally, but I don't know. I think maybe that is the way some people do things.
But this Middle East thing, I mean, that war in Iraq, it did. I mean, it destroyed Iraq. Iraq is still destroyed. Afghanistan is destroyed.
Yeah.
And it's just a seed for this terrorism, and we can't fix it. I mean, we don't have the money or the resources to fix the destruction
and Syria's, and Syria's headed that way, right, Rich?
Well, Syria's probably that way now, but it all kind of spread, you know, all the stuff. It spread from Iraq and everything. Yeah, and Syria, I don't know. It's so destroyed that the fighting and they never were a wealthy country.
Sure.
Anyway. They didn't have oil. They're not going to be able to recuperate for. I mean, it might be never, or it might be 30 years, but until when all that chaos, that's when all these groups, like ISIS. Well, ISIS came out of Iraq. They
yes.
were founded in Abu Ghraib, and they were former military leaders. That's why when ISIS came on the scene, they immediately knew military strategies, and that was because they were Saddam Hussein's people who were kicked out of his regime. But, I mean, the place is such a mess. I mean, Syria will never be able to fix all those buildings and stuff. And,
no.
You know, they'll never be able to. I mean, I don't know about never, but I just don't see any future of it. And the rest of the world, Europe and the United States, we don't have vast amounts of money like we had after World War II to do it. So I don't know who is going to rebuild those countries.
All right, Rich, thanks for checking in. We appreciate it. Thanks for the call. And it didn't help that many people in the world, you know, he's talking about ISIS, the formation of it.
Yeah.
And I'm not throwing anybody specific under the bus, but a lot of people didn't take them as serious because Al-Qaeda was such a big part of
right.
everything.
James Akina says, when I hear people say, can't we just get along like Rocky did, but they are also calling the other side names. And he says, as many of your callers, I would say to myself, yeah, sure, it will be my pleasure to talk to you in your own language. And he says, talk is cheap.
He's right. He's right. You hear it from both sides. We need to get together on this. And then the next thing you know, somebody, whether it be a caller or a politician, is saying so-and-so's an idiot. And that doesn't seem like it lends itself to getting along very well. Am I right?
I don't tend to get along with people who call me that, even if they're right.
Look at how we're getting along so well.
Okay.
All right. 947. We'll take more of your calls next. You're listening to 670 KBOI.
You're listening to Idaho Talks Live with Paul J. and Chris. Rush Limbaugh comes up at 10 on 670 KBOI.
Welcome back to the show. This portion of the show brought to you by Lock, Stock, and Barrel. This month is Lock, Stock, and Barrel's 40th anniversary. To celebrate, 670 KBOI will be giving away a $40 certificate to Lock, Stock, and Barrel every Friday of the month. Head to KBOI.com, register for the gift card drawing today. Enjoy the best steak, seafood, prime rib at Lock, Stock, and Barrel with no a la carte nonsense. Gift cards courtesy of Lock, Stock, and Barrel and 670 KBOI.
Mari wrote in to say, Rich is exactly right. I had a friend just like that, and she told lies when the truth was just as simple as what time she ate breakfast. It's weird but alarming in your president. And Rob from Nampa said, so Rich has a problem with Donald Trump being a liar. Does he have a problem with Hillary Clinton being a liar, too? I guess the last election can be summed up by a tale of two liars. So we, the American people, have to figure out another reason to vote for or against the other candidate. I guess honesty is thrown out, so maybe we should go to trail of bodies throughout their life. How many dead people are associated with Donald Trump? How many dead people are associated with Hillary Clinton? There are more dead names under Hillary Clinton than just the four guys that died at Benghazi. She's got a body trail that spans the last 30 years. Truth is that Rich has absolutely no intellectual integrity. He should be barred from ever calling into the show again. Well, we don't really do that.
Plus, it's so much fun. Roger and Cuna, you're on 670 KBOI. How are you today?
That was pretty good. Look for Rich. That's good. No, we keep Rich on. That's good entertainment.
Exactly.
You know, he's right. It's the integrity. I mean, look at Obama. Everyone's going to save $2,400 on Obamacare. Libya was caused by a internet movie that wasn't even out. I mean, just go, you know, shovel-ready jobs. We can go on that. But, yeah, you're right. These guys, what you said, Chris,
yeah.
Denial is a method of covering up their lies. And with Trump, it's I've met large business people that get by on BS.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we need someone down at the ground, isn't behind security gates, who has to deal with the immigration problem, who is not the day-to-day Joe in the White House. That's what we need.
There was, and I don't remember who said it. I read it someplace a long time ago, but I've always just remembered the quote, not who said it. But they said that business negotiations are based on two sides coming together in a room and assuming that everything the other side says is a lie.
100%. 100%. Thanks for the call, Roger.
Even,
appreciate it.
Even like if you're negotiating for a price on something, well, I won't go any lower than 100. I'll give you 90. Okay, I'll take 90.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Jared in Boise, you're on 670 KBOI. How are you, sir?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Hey, good. I know that Rich guy, you know. Hey, he definitely got me fired up, but you know what? I'll tell you one thing. You know, at least he's passionate about, you know, what's going on in today's world. You know, I remember in college one time we were talking about the Iraq War, and I was in a pretty heated argument with a liberal. And this one girl caught and said, we're in war with Iraq, so at least have respect for people who understand what's going on, even though they might be out in left field, no point intended. But, hey, I guess the main thing here I want to talk about is – literally, I don't think people understand exactly what's happening, what they're seeing here, because it all comes down to power. And so when I watch what's going on right now with the media and the constant attacks on President Trump and just the complete disconnect that they have with the American people, it's just so obvious to me once again that it comes down to power. These people are upset because they're no longer in power. This has nothing to do with public service. It has nothing to do. I mean, people got to wake up and understand that, you know, Trump is literally working for free. I don't know if people know that, but Trump is doing his job. I'm sorry, President Trump is doing his job literally for free. But we have people like Hillary and her husband. We have people like Obama now who have made millions of dollars, if not billions, off public service.
Yeah. Well, and depending on, as I've said many times, depending on which
television, thanks for the call, Jared.
Depending on which television station you're watching, you know, a lot of people say Trump is making quite a bit of money off this too. But I think there are people who they're just buying Trump properties right now because they want to influence things.
Like I tell you, I don't
know whether it's working or not.
I don't trust anybody in Washington, and I think they're all got their hands in the till and. It's just frustrating.
D.C., right? Not the state?
Yes,
okay.
Exactly. Yeah, Rush Limbaugh comes up after the news. You're listening to 670 KBOI.